Hey, I'm louder than Brian.
Really? I suppose I'm behind the microphone.
Yep.
Yay!
Which is where I should be.
Yeah. We need to limit Brian as much as possible. Because I'm Bill.
I'm Brian.
I'm Meg.
And these are some of the sodas we like. We haven't done one of these in a real long time. I forget what to do next.
I don't know. I think we talked about the...
Do we drink it?
I'm pretty sure that you take the bottle and you smash it over the counter.
I am so glad that when you were motioning towards me, you were actually motioning towards the counter. Because smashing it was obviously what you were going for, and I was like, no, don't hit me with these.
Brian started talking before I could say Brian is the counter.
Oh, jeez.
So there's all sorts of flavor text, because we got Virgil's... Welcome back. This soda smells great.
Yeah.
We like smelling it.
We like when things cut off.
This episode is going to be so terrible.
This episode is going to be so average.
We don't even know where the minute cut off. We're not even sure if we've introduced the soda from what we're
recording. I don't know if we've introduced Virgil's Real Cola. But that's what we got.
Do we need to read the back again, or are we just going to give up
on it? Oh, we definitely didn't get that in the recording.
No, okay. We definitely didn't get that Virgil's Real Cola is a classic cola recipe made naturally using the finest ingredients and unbleached cane sugar. For years, we have been making Virgil's Root Beer, a three-time outstanding beverage award winner of the National Association of the Specialty Food Trade, the national organization for the gourmet food trade. We decided to make a cola that would rival the superior premium... quality of our root beer.
Super premium, Bill.
Does this mean I have to eat a carrot again while you stare at me?
I insist.
It's okay, I'll work on it too.
Yeah, slowly get closer, listeners. To you and to Meg. Hello. You are outside in the desert now, listeners.
And Meg must also
and there's
make
a rabbit, I guess, eating a carrot. A desert carrot. Smell how brown it smells. Okay, moving on. See, this is what happens when we lose part of the recording. The show turns into a sensory treat. By the way, it still smells good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does smell really good.
It smells really good, and it starts out fizzy, but it kind of flattens a little bit.
Well, we lost like 45 minutes in the recording. We've been smelling this for a while.
That might be a bit of an exaggeration.
I've never exaggerated. Or lied.
All right.
I don't know if I believe you.
Let's see if the soda lives up to its nose.
Have another drink, Meg.
I wish.
It's a really good cola-y taste to it.
I kind of wish it was in the fridge longer.
Me too. It's
yeah.
warm,
but no, it's
so
good.
But even though it's warm, it's still good. Mm-hmm. And that's actually kind of a
that's really weird for a
thing.
Cola.
Yeah, because
yeah.
cola's usually disgusting warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, the cola is overpowering the Virgil's. I mean, I can tell it's a good cola,
yeah.
but...
You know,
it's still a cola.
It's very good as far as colas go.
Yeah.
However, there is a cola ceiling.
It's mm-hmm. still cola. Yeah. Cola's never been my favorite drink. I always prefer other things.
I'll do a cherry cola fairly often.
Yeah.
As listeners know, the Sprecher cherry cola is tied for another Virgil's flavor for highest rated soda.
Which is the Virgil's root beer?
No. Virgil's black cherry cream.
Ooh.
I mean,
that is a lost episode, however.
So how would listeners know that?
Because I keep talking about it. It got a 98.
It did. There you go.
It's very good. I'm going to be doing a list of the best sodas of a given flavor, which I want you to weigh in on, too, with your pick for the categories, since you're on a lot of them. And that's going to be prominently mentioned in my list. And it's going to be on Bob's, too.
I think the biggest problem about colas is that they're tied to a basket of goods that not necessarily every buyer purchases.
Okay.
I.e.
what?
Ryan's just proud of himself for making a joke. And nobody else is.
I have made a joke that nobody listening to or present will get. Sid might get it. Sid, I'm counting on you for that one.
You're just counting on him because he's the only one listening. I'm sorry, John listens now.
John might get it, too.
I don't even listen to the ones
usually if you make a joke that nobody gets, you're like, there you go, David. But
I can't think of any time I've gone, there you go, David.
I'm paraphrasing, Brian.
I can kind of
literally, I'm paraphrasing Brian.
I feel like I can taste the like the orange extract more than it seems to be on the list of items.
Maybe it's because you're separating it out.
Probably.
You can make yourself think you're tasting anything.
That's true. Well,
I'd like to point out that I thought
I was tasting orange, and then I looked at the ingredients to see if there was actually orange in here.
I'd like to point out that I'm real happy to be wearing a pith helmet while drinking this beverage. It's actually enhancing the experience.
You look
quite
fairly
a bit.
Classy here. I will take a picture of you, as the listeners cannot see you. Hey,
I'm even already drinking the soda label out. I'm made for TV.
Oh jeez. Yes. And there is asparagus in the foreground.
Yep, I saw it.
Okay, good.
It makes it look like I'm in the jungle.
So,
we haven't taken a picture during the show?
Ever.
Probably, no, not ever.
Ever?
Episode one.
Oh, and there was
and
a picture taken when
cruise.
I was...
I believe that some pictures were taken on the cruise while casting.
Mm-hmm.
But the very first episode of this program, Bob and I were so giddy that we derailed the entire thing so that we could giddily take pictures of ourselves, and they turned out horrifically bad. The worst pictures of me that exist.
And that is saying something.
Yeah.
Did you post them online?
They're somewhere. I can find them. I can find them.
Maybe I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
There you go.
I'm
whatever.
If I remember in 3 months, we'll post this. Even though we're 2 episodes behind, somehow.
This is actually paired really well with the Southwest Ranch Dip.
I was just going to ask. Now,
Southwest,
what would we pair this with?
The Southwest Ranch Dip that
we
is
must
on the table.
Pair it with something.
I would pair this with an extremely good hamburger. Honestly, like, but it's cola, so you don't feel like going super fancy with it.
Mm.
Do the ranch.
Do the ranch dip.
Do the entire ranch.
I'm thinking the asparagus might be a little bit too heavy for with the cola.
Probably. But
I would imagine you're right.
I think Bill should get closer to chew.
I was going to say, the most professional thing to do while recording is to eat a baby carrot. Brian.
Has this happened, Brian?
I've done it like 3 times this episode.
That's true. Which is why Bill keeps staring at him.
While I'm eating carrots, yes.
I think it's a good pairing.
It's not bad. I don't think I got enough ranch, or I just chewed carrot too long. So the ranch was gone.
But you know, it's
let me try
spicy.
That again.
It seems like the ranch. It goes good with the...
No, it was the spicy ranch.
Okay, the spicy ranch, okay.
It Mission goes good with anything, like with this spicy thing.
Yeah.
The spicy part of this. Cola, good with spicy. I am enjoying this, but it is getting...
Good with spicy, don't soak your broccoli in cola.
Noted.
Cola broccoli. Not a fan.
Broccoli. Perfect.
Broccoli.
Give me an internet Emmy right now. Yeah, no, I'd drink this again. I mean...
I prefer it colder, again.
Right.
And I prefer root beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do prefer their root beer. The main problem with it is its rarity. Like, I just casually buy it.
Mm-hmm.
If I saw it on the shelf, I'd buy it just once in a while. But I'm really not super pumped to seek it out, because if the place has this, they probably have something else rare that I want.
So So this is the Cards Against Humanity for you.
I don't make that connection whatsoever.
If you have the opportunity to buy this soda, you probably have the opportunity to buy a different soda that you want more.
Yeah.
Like games.
There is another rare Virgil's. It's not quite as rare. That I also could have grabbed.
God, I hope the mic is picking that up.
It's a very sinister brew. But they also have a Dr. Better. I don't know what all that entails. But
I was
it's
about
probably
to ask you,
chaos.
What is Dr. Better?
I don't know. I think it's their Dr. Pepper equivalent. Which is a cola that has
Dr.
just
better than pepper.
A ton of stuff mixed into it. So that could be interesting.
Yeah, because that's what, 23 flavors usually in Dr. Pepper?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Dr. Better has 24.
Dang. But
unless the 24th one is ass or something, then it would be better.
Yeah.
We personally took a turd into every single bottle.
Have you checked if you're still recording?
Yeah, no, I keep looking at it. I was double checking
around the corner.
No, I keep looking at it. So don't worry, listeners. We got that poop joke delivered fresh. Not fresh.
Ew.
So let's kick into the review process.
Yeah.
So for those not familiar with the show, or for those of us who haven't done a freaking soda cast in like 6 months.
I don't think I've done one in over 6 months, because I wasn't on any of the ones on the cruise.
You were on the rhubarb episode, which was over the summer.
Yeah.
So it would have been less than 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm positive it's less than 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
But what we do is we give a score out between 0 and 100.
Yes.
100 is the best beverage that you've ever had. 0 is a doctor pooping directly into your bottle. We'll modify it for this episode. It's a special Halloween spectacular. Spooktacular.
Yeah.
Spooktacular.
That will release when? December?
I might be able to release this by Halloween if I get to it. I got a 2-episode backlog. That's like a motherfucker up. And 50 being average.
Yeah.
Funny.
So, a lot of people compare 50 to, what did you guys say, milk?
We give it a milk.
Yeah.
Give 50 milk.
What we also do, since the listener at home can't experience the soda firsthand, we give a description of just how this soda makes us feel on an emotional level, and an analogy of some sort. Or if you're feeling lazy and or salty, you'll just blurt an emotion and call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
You'll also give a number, though.
Yeah, you definitely give a number.
Yeah.
And we average it out. That being said, I haven't thought of any.
That being said, I just started trying to think of something.
I had mine.
Okay,
so.
Go ahead.
So I think, to me, and in case this changes from when you were listening to this listener, this is October of 2013, so...
The year of our Lord.
The Cronut is a fairly rare but fairly sought-after pastry, which is a combination of a croissant and a donut.
You saw that on a TV show.
Yeah, I attribute this soda to basically being a cronut. It's pretty good. And I say this having never had a cronut, but what I imagine a cronut is like.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, but right now, to get one, you have to wait in line for like 2 hours and then spend $20... to get a cronut on like the grayish black market because there are only like 4 stores making them. I don't want a cronut that badly. So it's good, but I'm not sure it's worth the hassle to get it. And again, this is speaking as a guy who's not a big fan of colas, so.
Yeah.
That's actually somewhat similar to my analogy, but give your number first before I start talking.
I'm gonna say like 63.
Seems fine. I was gonna say this soda is the reasonably good friend that lives 6 hours away. You'd visit him more if he was 15 minutes, half an hour. 6 hours away. Yeah, I get to visit him all the time because there's other people that are 6 hours away. And it's a good amount of effort.
It is.
That being said, Sam is 9 hours away, so I'm not talking about her.
No, it wasn't Sam.
I know who you're talking about.
But Indianapolis is about 6 hours away.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of people. St. Louis is about 6 hours away, as is Minneapolis.
Yep.
Ish.
Minneapolis is not 6 hours
away. Nah, that's 4.5 hours.
It's 6. She should know.
It's 6.
Because they're from Minneapolis.
We speed.
Audience.
We speed. Yeah, we're on. We usually go to
the It also depends on traffic.
Yep.
That's true.
Give your number. What's your number for that?
Oh, yeah. I'm number 70.
Okay. I don't have any amazing analogy for...
Oh, great.
Like, distance.
Let's just stop.
Narrator settings window.
What is that?
Exit narrator dialogue.
Yes.
Exiting narrator.
Okay.
Still going?
Continue.
Okay.
I was trying to open the calculator.
I mean, I don't feel any of the whole distance thing, because I guess I don't really care about how far away it is. I would drink it again, but how it makes me feel after I drink it.
I don't care how far away it is. I drink it.
Jesus. How it makes me feel after I'm drinking it, though, it's... Because colas aren't my favorite, so it's kind of a heavy feeling. It's like if you're in marching band and you drink a soda in the middle of a 12-hour day.
It's kind of
heavy.
Of a performance.
It's refreshing. It's nice. Probably not the best idea, but it's still pretty good.
Probably not the best idea. Continue.
Probably not the best idea. Still pretty good, though. It doesn't have a cruddy aftertaste like a lot of colas do. Being said, I would probably give it about a 65. I mean, it's good, it's not amazing, but it is good. So that's my...
To zazz things up,
analogy.
I jammed a jelly bean into a red line.
How was that?
Don't.
We have a lot of candy here.
I don't know if you want my rating, because it's going to totally be yours.
That's fine.
What do you think about it?
Well, when you said an analogy of 50 being
milk... Oh, that's
milk,
licorice. I thought it was blue.
Oh, poor Brian.
I'm only sticking to light-colored jelly beans now.
They're not
Birdie
Bots.
Anyway, at times I can be a really big cola nut. But you said to kind of give an analogy like 50 being milk. Well, I'm not real thrilled with this one. There's no bite to it, and that's what I like out of a cola. I like to have a bite, and I like to have fizziness, and this loses its fizziness right away. So I'm going to make an analogy with skim milk. Not milk. Yeah.
Skim milk is what I consider to be.
Which is basically
probably why I like it.
Water with color in it. I'm going to give it a 43. Sorry.
That's fine.
Listeners at home, anything other than skim milk is just white fat in a glass. We have given this a 60.25 out of 100. You can buy it if you want it.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But
I won't judge you for it.
Yeah. But
if you
want to try
it, try it.
Pay a lot for
Live your life. Get some cola in your mouth.
It's true.
Have some carrots.
If you really like cola, you might really like it.
Or you might really not,
because like I said, I like a bite to my cola, and this really doesn't have a bite. So
in conclusion, Virgil's Real Cola, you may or may not enjoy it. Who knows? You probably won't find out. See you later, Soda Pals.